This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And streaming live all across America. This is Home Talk USA with Michael King, where we will discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Michael King is a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and the author of Contracting with the King. Join us this hour for our segment, Invent America, with your co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. Discover what's next in the home improvement industry and explore new products and innovations. Or if you have that next great big idea, learn what it takes to bring your invention to the world as Michael King and Rita Crompton talk to America's inventors and innovators. Remember, the America of tomorrow is being invented today. We invite you to visit us at HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, we proudly present Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Welcome, America. That's right. We want to welcome all of you for tuning in on our new segment that we're doing inside of Home Talk USA called Invent America, where we try to realistically talk about the process of bringing your technology to the market from start to finish, along with my co-host, Rita Crompton. Hey, Rita, I'd like to welcome her now, the inventor lady herself, Rita.
Hey, how are you?
Doing good. Wow. Well, a lot going on as we start to prepare in a couple months for the International Building Show / the Hardware Show in Las Vegas, where we're going to be attending. And that's a lot of planning going on there. And as we get close to the show, we're going to have some information on our websites. But give us an update. What's happening?
Well, the cool thing for us is that we've got a whole new structure being built for the National Hardware Show. We'll have about 30 inventors in our space. We'll be doing some live broadcasting from our space. And so, you know, it's exciting to have that, you know, new larger area that is dedicated to our inventors who want to be able to license their intellectual property and get their products out there. So, you know, a lot going on with the show this year because it's going to be such a large show. And so it's the Kitchen and Bath, the International Builders Show, and the National Hardware Show, and they are using this year for the first time the entire complex in Las Vegas, which is just huge.
Yeah, three shows. So I'm for it because it's going to save me a lot of money. Because I used to have to attend all three, not catch all in one shot. But it's not only a great opportunity to display your current inventors, but you also, well, I guess you also use it as a recruitment tool, don't you?
Well, we do, and you know, part of it is that for so many inventors, they get forced into startup mode that is just so expensive. And for our inventors, they want to be able to license their intellectual property. So that means basically they're renting their patent to someone else to make it, sell it, and send them a check. And it keeps the inventors from having to do all the heavy lifting themselves, which is a wonderful opportunity that the inventors have so that they don't have to spend that $500,000 and be experts in building a business, in marketing a business, and in manufacturing. Yeah. Because most aren't. You know, they're everyday people. I mean, that's one of the big things about Invent America is that, you know, everyone, everywhere, at any age can be an inventor.
Well, let's talk about
facilitating that.
Well, let's talk about the three guests that you have lined up today.
Lexa Gandolfo is our first one. She is the inventor of the cargo caddy. And then we have got Leo Mazur from Southern Florida. He's the president of one of the groups in South Florida, also an inventor. He's got a whole bunch of products that are out there. And then our last one is Carmine Danesco, and he's the president of the United Inventors Association. So today we're going to be talking about how those independent groups help give inventors support. A lot of times the greatest resource is the one that's next to you on the screen or sitting in a room that you can say, well, how did you do this? And they say, well, you know, I made a ton of mistakes and wasted a lot of money, but this is where I finally ended up. And so the most valuable resource is a lot of times the person sitting next to you. And that's what we're here to talk about today.
Well, these great companies and organizations, they kind of already laid out the blueprint for possible success. It doesn't guarantee you success, but they kind of lay out a blueprint where basically it really helps you monetarily wise that you won't make the mistakes as past inventors. Am I correct?
Exactly. There are, you know, a lot of times they'll give you the good resources, or at least to point you in the right direction on where to go to get some help. And like for me, when somebody attends the Inventor Roundtable meetings, we do Inventor Roundtable East and Inventor Roundtable West. They're virtual. So anybody, I mean, our last meeting, we had somebody from Florida, and then we had somebody from Washington State. So we literally crossed the country with our membership on these. But we can say, you know, do it this way, or here's a resource, or this is where you can go to get that first prototype done. So that they're able then to see kind of the steps that go, that people go through to conserve their dollars. I mean, I get so many inventors that just throw a ton of cash right away at it, and they need to conserve that, and that's what we help them do.
Well, we only got about a minute left before we're going to get our first guest on, but I always like to drop a little plug. If you're an inventor listening to this show now, I know you've been getting some calls during the week. There is a process that you have in place, right? You care to go over that right quick?
Well, first thing you do is get a hold of me so we can find a non-disclosure, non-compete. And then we go through the steps of, you know, the independent search. Can you do something, or are you infringing on someone else? Those are the first two really big steps. After that, you get plugged into the Inventor's Galaxy Guide, being able to attend the meetings with us, get your questions answered. There's always a book to read. There's always, you know, a speaker to listen to. Here's where we actually allow you to do the talking.
But I want to, in the future, though, I want to drop an educational dime, because I've been getting a lot of texts and emails. Try not to discourage someone that maybe when they do that research, maybe they find that technology that's already there. But I want to do a show on don't discourage, because there is a patent process on an existing product if you do differently what the product is, or you have a better way or something to figure out, because you can add to a patent to make it better. Am I correct? Than having
you,
something. It's not a debt issue. It's not a debt issue.
You are exactly right. We are going to talk about that. I'm going to put that on my list, because you are exactly right. It's the nuances and the newness of something. And I see it happen all the time. Somebody says, oh, I can't do that. You know, a flashlight, the light coming out of the end of the stick. But there's new ways to do things.
I remember 20 years ago when I was talking about the ergonomic shovel. You know, now the shovel hasn't been, the patent hasn't been touched in over 100 years. Then all of a sudden, you see all these different ergonomic shovels pop up because the shovel was a little different than the current shovel, and they started getting patents. But we're going to talk about that in the future, but because I don't want to discourage inventors out there that maybe say, oh, they already have an invention here, I did my research, and I'm going to give up. No, don't give up, because we could maybe come up with a plan to make that product, existing product, better. But we're going to talk about that. But hey, we've got to take a short break. Give us our guest again, Rita. Who are we going to have coming up?
Lexa Gandolfo.
All right, on behalf of the Inventor Lady and myself, the Cajun Contractor, we're going to take a short break. We're going to pay some bills. Please visit the website, hometalkusa.com or inventorlady.com. But you can access both from both of our websites. This is Home Talk, right here, the very best of home improvement information and education. Me and Rita will be right back. Yahee!
back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Yay! Welcome back, along with my co-host, Miss Rita Crompton, the inventor lady herself. Don't forget that we do archive all our shows. I want to explain that. When we're live on the weekend and you want to catch the show live, you can go to GCNLive.com. That's the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com. Our show airs live at 3 o'clock Central Time every Saturday from 3 to 6. Now, that's when you can catch the show. Please don't go to our website. Don't go to Home Talk's website. Don't go to the Invent the Lady website. Go to GCNLive.com. Now, after the show is broadcast, then it goes to archive. GCN puts it on their archive site, and then we put it on our archive site. Now, that usually happens around Monday morning. So you can catch the show on the GCN radio network on the weekend, and then it goes to the Home Talk USA radio network website and the InventorLady.com website. So I hope that kind of explains a little bit, because I've been getting a lot of emails saying, hey, we're trying to tune on to the show, and we had, you know, we wanted to talk, listen to Leo Mazur, and then it's somebody else on. It's because you're probably, you know, not catching it when it need to be caught. So I hope that explains it. But all right, Rita, who's our next guest?
Our next guest is Leo Mazur. He is the inventor of the non-metallic ring tight hub. Been working in the electrical contracting business for over 40 years and is a lifelong do-it-yourselfer, makes his own prototypes. And for today, we want to announce that he is the president of a group in Southern Florida. I get to be a speaker there in January. Thank goodness it's virtual, so that I can be in multiple major cities across America in a week and never pack a bag. But Leo, I want you to tell us now about, you know, say hi to everybody, and then tell us a little bit about, you've got a whole bunch of products, so tell us about a couple of them.
Well, actually, I'm going to tell you about the one that I did patent.
Okay.
I identified two situations regarding PVC fittings. Number one, that there was no brand loyalty. Supply houses would buy from the cheapest company all the time. And the other was a growing decline in craftsmanship in the industry. So I designed six fittings to compensate for the decline in craftsmanship, creating a need that could be patented, creating a forced brand loyalty. My pitch was about all of them, but I made a prototype for the one that I thought they would go for the most. It replaced two items that usually cost around $18 at that time, and their contribution to the cost was only about $2. So my fitting cost even less to manufacture than that fitting. So they could easily charge three times more than they did for that fitting, and the retailer could charge three times more. The end user would only have to pay about half. So it was a win for everybody. I figured this was that it was going to go through absolutely right away. So I pitched it first to Carlon, and Carlon says that they give you 30 days, you know, that they will respond in 30 days. It was over 4 months later that I got a letter from them, and in the middle of the rejection letter, it said in bold letters, everybody loved your idea except this guy, and he gave me the name and his contact information, and it said, and if he won't talk to you, you call me. And he was the head of the, you know, the invention process there in Carlong.
It's always a long process for inventors to get through those stages and to reach out to where they need to go and gather information. But during this process, you were involved with an inventor group, and that's what we're talking about today, is just that value, the connections, sometimes the best resources, the inventor sitting next to you. So tell us a little bit about the group and what your group tries to do for the inventors who attend.
Well, I knew from being in the electrical contracting business that groups, trade groups, etc., really get you moving along. So when I decided to get into inventing, I looked around for an inventor group. And I was living in New Jersey at the time, and I found one. It was the National Inventor Society. And they had all these retired guys who used to work for Bell Labs, Singer Sewing Machine. I mean, these are huge guys that, you know, the inventions we all know. So I sat there, and I used to talk to them before the meetings and after the meetings and listen to their stories. I supplemented that education with trade shows, expos, like the Yankee Inventors Expo and the USPTO Independent Inventors Conferences. So when I moved to Florida, I joined the Inventor Society of South Florida, and I started supplying speakers at the expo. And at the expo, I did my street act to promote them. As people were coming in, I'd say, hi, I'm Leo, and this is my stuff, and these are my speakers, and you really got to come, and it's your first meeting is free and all that. And the board got so impressed, they wanted to make me the president right then and there.
You want EW.
So instead, I says, no. I says, to comply with the bylaws, I waited a year, and then I was the president from then on. And we bring in speakers every month that are experts in their field, just right. Like you.
All right, Leo.
Thank you very much.
Leo, I apologize. I got to cut you off there. We have to take a short break. Got to pay some bills up against the clock. But I like your idea with basically you just followed a current blueprint from all these experts that's been there, done that, and that allowed you to be a better inventor when you can follow a previous blueprint. But, hey, Leo, give us that website. How I think it's the inventors-society.net, right, is the website?
That's correct. That is our website.
Inventors-society.net. Just spell it out, right?
Right. Inventors, Inventors-society, SOCIETY.net.
All right, we're going to take a short break. Thank you so much, Leo. Thank you for being our guest. All right.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
I'm the Cajun contractor, Michael King, along with my co-host, Rita Crompton, the inventor lady herself. We're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to have the president of the United Inventors Association. Big Cheese, Big Dog is going to be on the show. I'm excited, huh, Rita?
Absolutely. Carmine is awesome.